AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks have moved higher on Wall Street, helped by comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell on interest rates.
The healing from pandemic distortions, our efforts to moderate aggregate demand, and the anchoring of expectations have worked together to put inflation on what increasingly appears to be a sustainable path to our 2% objective.
Powell says the Fed is prepared to start cutting its key interest rate from its current 23-year high. He didn't say when or by how much, but the next Fed meeting is next month. The Justice Department filed an antitrust suit against a real estate software company. The AP Sagarmagani reports they're accused of an illegal scheme to help landlords raise rental prices.
The suit says RealPage has an algorithm that uses confidential and sensitive pricing data from landlords.
They run this data through a machine learning model to set prices, then recommend them to landlords,
who can then avoid negotiating with renters since there's no fear of being undercut by competitors.
That's collusion, and that's against the law.
Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco announcing the suit with Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Americans should not have to pay more in rent simply because a company has found a new way to scheme with landlords break the law.
RealPage says landlords decide their own prices and are free to reject the software's recommendations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says there were about 3,000 to 4,000 protesters each night outside the site of the Democratic National Convention this week.
74 arrests. No major injuries to the officers. Just shows what a great job these officers did and how the training applied to that.
16 Republican-led states are suing to end a federal program that could potentially give nearly a 500,000 immigrants without legal status who are married to U.S. citizens a path to citizenship. This is AP News. Gunmen armed with rocket-propelled grenades ambushed a police convoy in Punjab province in India,
killing a dozen or more officers and wounding others, authorities say. AP footage shows the wounded taken to the emergency ward in a Punjab hospital. The officers were ambushed while on patrol in a deserted area in search of robbers who operate there. Punjabi police say the gunmen were likely robbers and not militants. Pakistan has witnessed a surge in violence and militant attacks in recent years, but such a high number of police casualties in a single attack is rare. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NATO says the security level at an air base in western Germany was raised temporarily because of intelligence information pointing to a potential threat, but was reduced again today. NATO didn't elaborate on the nature of the potential threat, but said all staff not essential to missions had been sent home as a precaution. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.